been visiting here with Sarah Wyatt. And Sarah, AgriPulse has just kicked off what may be an annual reception now, just in advance of National Agriculture Day activities. This year you did something unique, tying in with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, doing one of their food dialogues. Let's just go there first and tell me about that group that was pulled together here. Who were these folks, and did we have a good dialogue?
Well, yes, we did, Chuck. As you may remember, last year, for the first time, we sponsored an agricultural appreciation reception here on Capitol Hill. And we had such good reviews from that. And we found that it was a great way for us to give back to the agricultural community that has done so much for our small business, that we thought, well, why not try it again? But let's broaden the audience a little bit, and it meshed perfectly with what U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is trying to do, to have these dialogues with diverse perspectives from all parts of the American agricultural system. So we asked them if they wanted to co-host an event just prior to our reception. Both of them, I think, feed very well into the overall Ag Day event, which will be tomorrow, as you know, on Capitol Hill. So we thought it was just a great partnership of bringing all these different aspects together.
How would you describe the content, the discussion, the topics, the questions? I mean, was there anything there that kind of stood out maybe a little bit?
Well, the focus was on how do we feed the future with an expected population of 9 billion by 2050, and whether or not technology is an advantage for that process or a disadvantage in creating more threats instead of opportunities. And I thought we had a great discussion today about all the benefits that technology can bring, but also some of the associated risk. And along with that, the regulations and the government policies. And so it was a far-ranging discussion. It was very healthy.
Well, we had a good-looking group here, and by that I mean it was set, I think, for 200 people. We had standing room only. It does seem to be a real cross-section of not just the choir, as I saw on a tweet earlier, of folks in the ag sector, but in a variety of other places, too. And now, hopefully having an opportunity to interact with some of our legislative folks.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of members of the House and Senate Ag Committee coming in. Senator Roberts, the ranking minority member, and Chairwoman Stabenow will both be here a little bit later, several different members of Congress. So I think it's a good mix. And, you know, we didn't put limits on who could come. So the doors were open to all who wanted to register and share their voice. The cards that were coming in, questions from the audience, were very diverse. So I think it was a good start.
A good start. I guess that means we might be doing this again?
Well, certainly USFRA is going to be doing a lot more dialogues. And as you know, part of our business model is to talk to all sectors of agriculture. So for us, it's just part of the process.
How would you describe how things are going with AgriPulse right now? You know, like you said, a small company, just like our little company.
Sure.
You know, it's I kind of like it that way. I get the sense you guys probably do, too.
We absolutely do. And, you know, we share a lot of similarities from when we both launched. And it's just fun to see the growth. It's fun to see the energy and investment in agriculture right now. And certainly there's no shortage of the need for information.
I think there always will be. And knock on wood, some of the other elements that are making this a really good ag sector economy will continue. I'm hoping like 10, 15 more years would be kind of nice, you know.
Yeah, that would be good.
Thank you very much, Sarah Wyatt. We're here at, we're in the Senate building, the Hart building, and getting ready for National Ag Day activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.